And I'll just go back to Devin. He would have fired Creed. Sorry, yeah. I think I got a dog bark situation.
A dog,
going on
dog,
here.
Dog.
Yeah, sorry. He's not happy about firing Creed.
So uh-oh.
You want to mark it?
Yeah, I can mark that.
Okay, I'm gonna get him out of here.
Second, sorry.
He's got his own
we
opinions,
gave you guys
man.
A chance. You f***ed it up.
Can we use that audio so bloody?
All right, well, hey, guys, welcome to a nice lazy Scranton for Scotch and Splenda. Here on Scotch and Splenda, guys, we talk about anything and everything in the office, but most importantly, theories, side stories, and what ifs. We are your co-regional managers. As always, I am AJ.
I'm BJ.
I am still Nick.
And again on this episode, guys, we're hitting you with a lazy Scranton. Yeah, the electricity, Scranton.
What?
The electricity. Oh. They call it Scranton.
Because of the electricity.
What?
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 We wanted to talk about kind of a theory that had been rattling around, or kind of a what if, I guess is what it is more, right? It's more of a what if, I would call it.
Yeah, it's a what if.
Definitely a what if, actually. You're right. But we started getting into this, and you guys know we just like to riff and kind of cut down on, drill down into like specific episodes and situations that bend time in the office realm of Scranton, PA. And one of those happens that sets into motion, I'd say, a lot of things. And what is it? BJ, you've got it. I think you kind of had this one kind of hashed out.
It is Ben.
Yeah. So, hi, Ben here. Long-time listener.
Long-time Ben.
So, the what if that I have been chewing on is a decision that was made by Michael that changed, right? And so, what would have happened if a different decision was made? And that is, in the Halloween episode of season 2, what if Michael didn't fire Devin, but fired somebody else? Not necessarily Creed, but anyone's up for grabs. Jim, Pam, Dwight, anybody is up for grabs. What if that person got fired, and how would it have changed the office universe that we know and love?
So what if he fired somebody else, and who would it be, and what would it have done?
Yeah, what would the we're expanding on the butterfly effect of firing different associates.
And I can't wait for people to be all pissy about it too, because
that's
like,
gonna be great.
Well, that's why they wrote it. That's why they wrote the show that way. Actually. Why are you guys even talking about a 17-year-old show?
Because suck my butt.
Why are you listening to this podcast?
Yeah, why are you
just
listening?
Just saying, we already got your money, dum-dum.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry you're scrolling through TikTok and had to deal with some sort of brain-teasing information. Our bad. Well,
we should just have BJ start doing it. BJ handles primarily our TikTok. We'll just have BJ start making office thirst trap videos.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be good.
Let's do strip teases to the din 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 din.
Just helicoptering to a.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, okay. So who wants to start off? Who wants to kick? What, Nick? Do you want to go? You go first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Do it. I dare you.
I'm gonna grab the low hanging fruit. I'm gonna go Creed.
Creed, okay. The obvious. So Creed was on the chopping
choice.
Block anyways.
Yep. He was overall number one first round draft pick for being fired.
That's right. You're right. 100%.
Because he's old. He doesn't really do anything in his quality assurance.
He lives under his desk.
He lives under
four
his
nights
desk.
A week.
He sprouts mung beans in his desk, which are smell nutritious, but smell like death.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. So let's talk through those implications a little bit. So we have talked through in our Scotch and Splenda ethos a little bit of, and I think it was BJ who brought it initially, the theory of Creed being the one responsible for Jim kissing Pam. Is that correct, BJ?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You were the one who brought that in. Because he gives Andy similar advice with a client later on of the...
Have I ever steered
just,
you wrong?
Yeah. Just lean in and kiss her. And he goes, you really think that'll work? Have I ever steered you wrong, Jim?
That's a good point.
So I think one of the obvious things would be if he fired Creed, Creed would not have been there casino night.
Yeah.
Creed would not have been there to push Jim to make the move and kiss Pam.
Okay.
Meaning that I don't know that that would have actually evolved into anything at that point. So I think that Jim moves away after confessing his love for Pam. She doesn't reciprocate the feelings or can't at that time.
Right.
He moves away, gets with Karen, and never gives it a second thought.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Also, damn. I think we miss some pretty excellent Creed moments throughout the show.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Though we get one of my favorite being the work bus.
Yeah.
Where Creed gets on as he's hitchhiking, and he's like, thanks, playing a little hooky from work today. He gets on, everybody makes eye contact, and he goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
in his like full-on derby outfit.
I like to think
he does look like he's going to Kentucky Derby, doesn't he?
Oh my God.
I have a big one.
Hit me.
BJ, do you have anything like playing into this at all?
Oh yeah.
Creed.
So
for Creed. I mean
Nick's. For Creed.
Yeah, for Nick's Creed.
Sorry, for Creed. Yes. So if he wouldn't have fired Devin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not forget that because of this firing, Devin ends up homeless in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the Superfans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the Sbarro episode?
Yeah.
It's the, my favorite pizza place. Yeah, I guess. Give me a New York slice.
My favorite New York slice, Sbarro. Great.
So just in the baseline before getting into any sort of like fan fiction or anything else, the baseline of this is if he would have fired Creed would have been totally fine because he basically already was a homeless person, right and Devin then would have kept his job, been able to keep his house and not become a homeless person, and Creed would have just figured out his next scam because that's basically what he is working.
He would have just gone and lived his apartment in New York.
It's a good point.
He's already got a second place.
So I guess if I had anything to add to this, it is the fact that it was Devin quality assurance as well. Are we assuming this?
I would assume so.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so much better at my job than Devin.
Yeah.
Like that makes me assume.
Devin also does the same job.
Right.
Yeah.
So that being said, if Devin... That's got to be a lie, number one.
Yeah.
Because Creed is terrible at his job.
Yeah, he blows it off.
Then assuming then that Devin was in fact quality assurance as well, he had to basically replace somebody that was not like or could be replaced, right?
Right.
Somebody either doing two people doing the job of one or three people the job of two, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
That being said, if Devin was in charge, and we have to assume that he was better at his job than Creed because he was, you know, every week he's supposed to go down to the... paper mill,
right.
And the one year he blows it off, we get a call back, the watermark.
Right.
The watermark would not have happened had Devin still been employed at Dunder Mifflin.
Okay.
I think that that's accurate.
I don't think that quality assurance would have let that happen. Therefore, then Debbie would not be fired.
Yep.
Debbie Brown. Would not have been fired.
She's got on account of this.
Yep. And so that's one of my big things is the watermark incident would not have happened. Watermark gate.
I think I got one more.
Okay.
The whole fiasco about the Blackberries and PowerPoint would not have been an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because Creed would not have been there to instigate Michael into thinking that it was an ageism issue.
You deal with this.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
Okay.
He wouldn't have caused such a big issue. That and so, therefore, that means that Michael wouldn't have gotten up in a huge big stink about the ageism stuff.
Yep.
He would not have, he would have learned the, maybe he would have learned the PowerPoint thing. He still had his job.
Yeah.
That he had to go do. It was probably a good, good chance I wasn't going to do this anyways. But then he goes on and he talks about how he's going to do things the old-fashioned way with the gift baskets.
Yes.
Therefore, he would not have gone in.
He wouldn't have driven into the lake.
Driven into the lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
Should have kept Devin, man. This has directly affected you, Michael.
So you ruined your rental?
Yeah.
You had the watermark incident?
That's great.
So if he didn't keep... Or sorry, so either way... The discussion is he would have kept Devin. So you can assume the watermark thing may have been caught regardless, right? And because like if assuming he didn't fire Creed, didn't fire Devin, but fired somebody else.
Yeah.
Or maybe maybe it was Creed's turn to do the
loop. I think as long as Devin is there, regardless of whether or not Creed is, I think as long as Devin is there, the watermark doesn't happen.
The watermark wouldn't have happened, yes.
As long as there's
innocent
a function
person
number of
named
Quabbin
Debbie
Asherence.
Brown isn't canned.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
Let's see.
I'll go. I have a couple. So let me just start with an easier one. Meredith. What if he fired Meredith? Okay. She is, I mean, and technically in season one, she's named it as an accountant, but she's really, I guess, supplier relations, which falls under the accounting umbrella, which is already long, you know, an employee. So I think she was kind of on the chopping block maybe as well.
Yep.
Right.
So if, in my opinion, if he didn't fire Meredith, then Michael never would have hit her with his car. The fun run never would have happened. Dwight and Angela never would have broke up. You wouldn't have had the senator. You wouldn't have had any of that side story. They would have just been together the whole time and gotten married sooner.
They would have been together the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have to deal with the Andy situation, the whole...
Right.
She never would have had senator. Rabies because Dwight would have never trapped a bat over her head.
Right. Yep.
Well... Yeah. Well, no, they wouldn't have caught it, though.
Without Meredith there?
Well, they caught the rabies because she went into the hospital because she got hit by the car.
I know, but she caught the rabies from Dwight trapping the bat over her head.
No,
didn't she?
Well,
yeah, but that was before she got hit with the car.
But
But
it also was. I'll extend it because she also was bitten by a rat. She states. Okay. And then yes, you're right. The bat.
Oh, I see.
And then she got hit by.
But she wouldn't have been there.
She got hit by the car. She never would have gone to the hospital, and that means Meredith would have died. So if he would have fired Meredith would have died. She never would have caught the rabies in time.
See, that's what I thought, but I feel like I may have misspoken because what you're saying is Meredith wouldn't have been there in the first place to get the rabies.
Correct, from the bat.
From the bat.
But
which I don't know if
she
was
also
or
was fired
for sure, but I think it's safe to assume it was the bat.
Yeah, but she was also bitten by a rat. That happened outside of work. That still could have happened, and that could have been the cause.
Yeah, you're right.
But if she got bitten by a rat outside of work, then she wouldn't have been at work anyway.
We don't know the timeline of when that rat bite was.
What's the gestation period of rabies?
You know, every time I've got it, I don't know.
That's fair.
I think Meredith doesn't end up with rabies regardless if she got fired.
Yeah.
If she got bit by a rat outside of work, she's not at the office, she doesn't get bit by the rat. Maybe, she gets a bat trapped over her head and gets bitten. If she's not at the office, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, maybe she would have actually just focused on school like
I
was
just going to say that
the whole time anyway.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, let's go positive.
Can you imagine the state of her house if she was unemployed, though?
Oh, my God. Like, it would have been a lot nicer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I was thinking the other route. She would have had no money to even keep up with the upkeep that she does now.
I thought
she would have had no money for Vienna sausages nor napkins.
Nor napkins. I figured it would at least be, like, maybe a little bit nicer or something because she has the time to clean it now.
I would think she'd just go get another job, probably Outback.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. She's got an in.
Yeah.
So...
She's gotten in a bunch of times.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We come full circle to slut-shaming Meredith Palmer.
There we go. Okay, well, here's what I think. Here's what I think. I think that, number one, here's my biggest issue, is that Michael has to fire somebody. However, they have a temp in the office.
Yeah.
And that's what's very upsetting. But at the same time, I don't think based on the circumstances or depending on what the agreement is with the temp agency, that I don't know if he could actually fire Ryan. Like, right? I mean...
I would,
or is that the way that works? I mean,
I would
can just
think
say,
that
hey,
he could call the temp agency and be like, "Hey, some circumstances have changed. We no longer need this associate."
Yeah,
and they would just terminate his contract.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we just know fire Ryan. Like
he would never fire Ryan. Yeah,
yeah.
But how insulting is that? Being Devin or whoever else did get fired, when you've got a temp there in the office and they choose to shit can you over the temp.
I never realized almost how big of a joke it was when he's rattling off everybody's name that he wants to meet up for a drink, and he says, "And the temp."
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like that is a very funny, thing to me.
Yeah. Just rattles off everybody but Creed and Michael.
Yes.
Now, the only thing could be on the backside, maybe Jan was like, you can let the temp go, but that doesn't count. We need a full-time benefited employee with, you know,
I need you to find 50,000 in the numbers.
Right. Yeah. Ryan makes like, you know, Ryan makes $13 an hour and he's part-time technically with no health insurance. Like he doesn't count.
He seems to negotiate well. He's got, I mean, he got paid $60,000 a year at the bowling alley.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If I was going to add,
you get paid by the year at the bowling alley.
If I was going to add anybody into this conversation, my other obvious one would be Kevin.
Yeah.
It would be Kevin at this point, because he's in all honesty, like I know that Creed, like you want to say like who's useless. The other person to me would be Kelly, but you have to understand that you can't can people who you got to have at least one person in each role.
There's got to be some redundancy left over.
Correct. Yeah, there's no other customer service rep other than Kelly,
right?
Right? There's no, at this point you've got two quality assurance people, you've got
three accountants. Yep.
Accountants, and you have four salespeople.
Yeah.
At this point. And if your sales staff is doing well, then you don't want to can somebody there. And
they're the only ones bringing money.
They're the ones who are bringing in money. And so, like,
can't
if you
fire Toby,
if you let somebody go from the sales staff, then other people have to pick up the slack for their accounts and all that stuff. Right. And so, and then, the only obvious other thing other than quality assurance at this point would be accounting. Especially since at one point Meredith was accounting.
Yeah.
But now she does what? What does she do?
At
now?
That time at she that, was accounting, wasn't she?
I
she like
might
they
have
said
been.
in the first season.
Yeah, she might have been. Actually at that point.
Yeah.
So I think the other big choice would be Kevin at this point. I think that all things being said, this is the one thing I can really think of off the top of my head, I guess, that I could give you guys, is if Kevin is not there, then during job fair, he's then not going with Jim for that sale.
Yeah.
And Jim doesn't close the sale because his client is not having a good time.
Yeah.
Because Kevin is the one playing and, like, you know, keeping it interesting.
Oh, yeah.
For him, you know, he was actually probably a big part of that whole part.
Yeah.
And I think that's just one instance of, like, you know, Kevin being there.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of important. Also, I mean, who else is going to play the weddings?
So. Right. Yeah. Obviously. Yep. I don't know. I think Kevin probably truthfully would have been the lowest. Creed and Kevin are probably the two lowest hanging fruits, right? And I don't know, obviously he chose Creed, and it's like, if he was like looking at his people and his numbers and actually being a good manager, he's like, okay, I can afford to lose the worst of this department or the worst of that department. But if he fired Kevin, they wouldn't have his Kevin's famous chili every year that he makes every year. He only spilled once.
That's right. It's a good point. So
I don't know. I think my other one was a salesman, and my thought was he could easily assume that the sales could be absorbed by Dwight and Jim. And yeah. I think it would go back to Phyllis bullying him in high school. Callback.
Yes. Okay.
And he would have fired Phyllis and yeah. just given all of her accounts to Stanley, Jim, and Dwight. And right. even yeah. and then even his, you know, self-proclaimed protege, Ryan, who wants to get into sales, maybe he would have let him have a couple of the clients to test right. them out sure. type thing, you know? And yeah. if I think that if, so in this episode, she's like freshly dating Bob Vance, who we obviously know has heavy ties with the mob.
Right.
I think if he
well
would
established.
I think that down a path of some fan fiction, we would find that Phyllis then would go to work for Bob Vance at Vance Refrigeration and would kind of like get Vance fired up enough that maybe Michael would end up sleeping with the fishes.
He'd sleep with the fishes.
You hear what I'm saying? I think if Michael Scott fired Phyllis Vance, that Michael would end up dead.
Gino and
who is the other guy? Leo or something.
Leo yeah. and Gino.
Leo and Gino.
I think yeah. he would have taken yeah. a ride, just like when Bob Vance threatened us three boys.
When he right. threatened us.
Yeah. He threatened us. I think
it's the same thing.
I think Michael yeah. would have ended up sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
falling
fair.
Off of a truck yep. into the lake that he eventually drove into.
Yep.
So.
And, yeah, I think that she ends up going and working at Bob Vance, doing what they talk about later, which is where she just stays at home and gets paid under the table. And now that she says it out loud, it sort of sounds illegal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
I like it.
I dig it.
Hell yeah.
So Michael fires Creed. Jim and Pam never end up together.
Yep.
Michael fires Meredith, and she never gets rabies. He never hits her with a car.
Yep.
Michael fires Creed. He also never ends up driving into the lake.
Right.
Yep. Michael fires Phyllis. He gets murdered.
He gets off. Fires Kevin.
Fires Kevin.
And
they save on carpet cleaning.
They save on not only carpet cleaning, probably air conditioning and yeah.
toilet paper.
Yep.
So overhead's okay.
Their massive BMs bust the rivets on my pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I think, what was the other thing? Oh, well, if he doesn't close that sale, who knows what would have happened? I mean, Jim and Pam have to foreclose.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
There you go.
Good call.
Boom.
Well, that was some good discussion.
I got one more, and it's kind of a what if inside a what if.
Hit me, Danny.
And it goes back to what AJ said. So I'm just going to throw it out there, and this can be just a very quick one word answer, one name answer, but what if Michael fires Kelly, okay?
Yep.
And then within the office, he is forced to replace the customer service person. Who do you think he sends to the annex to work customer service?
Merida.
Kelly, I think Ryan.
Think he sends Ryan to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think he would send Ryan.
He knows Ryan wants to get into sales.
I don't think he would send Ryan to the annex at that point because he wants him in the main bullpen where he can stare at him through the blinds every morning.
I think he sends Meredith because Kevin would be a disaster. As we've established for the brief period of time that Kevin was in charge of working reception.
It's true.
Creed would never do anything.
Yeah.
So I think he's got to send Meredith.
Yeah, I don't know. It would have to be Meredith.
Yeah.
Who do you
she's
think?
The only especially person. If she's already wearing the other hat of like supplier relations at that time.
Right.
I think that's the obvious choice for me would be Meredith.
Okay, unless we're not talking about the obvious choice. We're talking about the Michael Scott choice.
The Michael Scott choice. Oh, okay. So
the Michael Scott choice, he sends Creed.
I think the Michael Scott choice is he sends... at this point, I think he sends, Oscar wouldn't be there after, at this point when he, during Halloween.
It's after Gay Witch Hunt.
It was after Gay Witch Hunt.
So he's on his paid vacation.
So, yep, he was on paid vacation, so it wouldn't be him. So I think that he would have done either Angela or Kevin.
Ooh.
What do you think, Beej?
Well, you could almost justify anybody being sent back there in Michael's head, yeah, minus maybe Pam, for like to actually physically send her back to the annex. He would never send Pam back, never send Jim. Really none of the salespeople, right? Because that's his old job.
I love the idea of him sending Stanley.
Yeah, and
I think Stanley working customer service would be very funny.
So in my first round, I was kind of thinking maybe Creed, and then Creed would then turn to the downfall of Dunder Mifflin because he would just give everybody their money back plus some, you know, like just credit their account like crazy with no no cares in the world. Just, yeah, oh, the delivery was 8 minutes late. Man, you're right. All right, the next five deliveries are on us. All right, Chief.
Well, that is like, our guarantee, 30 that, minutes or less.
Yep. And
how about this? How about... Go ahead.
But then I was thinking if it was real life situation, I really do think that you could let Kelly go and you could absorb her job right at the front desk with Pam.
To Pam. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Just routing all the calls to Pam.
Well, it's, see, she answers
you're talking,
the phone.
You're asking about the Michael Scott theory, though, here.
Yeah, right. Right. I know. Like, just get rid of the, like, leave. And I think that would even be a bigger slap in the face to Toby that he is literally the only one back there. And
yes.
And he's just on an island. And when people call in, it's just, you know, Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam. It's like, I need customer service. It's like, oh, how can I help you? You know, like, just streamline it. It's like, well, my delivery was a half hour late. Like, oh, I'm really sorry about that. Here's a coupon for 3% off your next order or whatever they do there at Dunder Mifflin to take care of the customer.
I really want to know what the difference in job responsibilities between supplier relations and customer services.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think, want to know what makes Meredith's job as supplier relations different than Kelly's job in customer service.
So supplier, she's dealing with the backside. She deals with vendors and Kelly deals with customers.
Okay.
But I do 1,000% agree that those could be the same job. They just...
Yeah.
But if her job is to work on deals and purchasing, like basically instead of supplier relations, you could almost say she's the purchasing department, you know? Like,
yeah, she handles a lot of like accounts payable.
Right.
Yeah, but why isn't that
done
at a
corporate? What the fuck do they need three accountants for?
Well, and then the other question is like, why isn't that done at a corporate level? Like,
right.
Why is Meredith working with the guy getting Outback steak, you know, like coupons, like why isn't that all done corporately to work corporate wide deals? Like,
yeah,
right.
I would say
she could be pimping herself out for huge discounts for everybody.
Here's the thing, guys. Michael would fire Kelly. Then he wouldn't actually replace anybody with it, thinking that it wasn't an important job. And then the Scranton branch stops getting any complaints, and. And that there's just a phone ringing back there, and instead of Toby going and picking it up, just to keep it from ringing, Toby just puts it on a silent mode so he can work quietly. And then they never get any more complaints, but they also so then Scranton starts looking really, really good.
You don't think the customers would just circumvent it and start calling corporate?
I think they would circumvent it and just it'd be rerouted to Pam anyways.
Okay, but also on that same conversation, another reason why they wouldn't actually need Kelly, like with such low volume they're doing, like if a client has an issue with a delivery or their product, why wouldn't they just call their salesperson? Like, hey, Jim, during your sales pitch when I signed the contract with you, you said we'd get an 8 a.m. delivery every Friday. Well, your delivery truck's always showing up at, you know, 8:45. I need it at 8. And it's like, Jim's like, all right, yeah, I'll run down and talk to Daryl. We'll get this taken care of, you know? Like, you don't even need Kelly. Like, they can, it's their client.
Her job is
like,
redundant.
It's,
So I mean, we're good. Are we all good then with
Kelly?
Just fire Kelly?
Yeah, fire Kelly.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, I love it.
Oh, shoot. But the only problem is if she fires Kelly, there's only going to be two left.
No, come on.
Do you get it?
No. No.
What are you doing?
Do you get the joke?
Let's not.
Stop what you're doing.
It's from Diversity Day when Kelly has that meeting that she has to leave, and Michael says, "But if you leave, we'll only have two." Referring to Stanley and Oscar.
No, we get it.
No, we.
I don't think you did get it.
We're asking you to stop doing it.
All right. Well, guys, that's been Lazy Scranton. That is your Lazy Scranton. We really do appreciate you guys jumping in with us this week. We'll be back next week because we got Michael, seasons 2 and 3, part 2, season 3.
So. I feel like Will Arnett with his part 3 of part 2.
Part 3 of part 2.
I'll color code.
Well, I can't just give you the plan.
Hire me, get the plan.
So, but guys, make sure you do join up with us next week. We will dive back into Michael. In the meantime, you've got one mission, and that is to tell your friends in between. If you guys are still listening along and enjoying the show with us, make sure you're dropping us that 5-star review. Apple Podcasts, you can, in fact, write a review and also drop us your fan theory while you're writing that fan review. Okay, guys, 5 stars. 5 stars on Spotify. Anywhere on social media, you got to find us. It's at Scotch Splenda. It's just at Scotch Splenda. No ampersand, no nothing like that. And if you guys want to shoot us an email as well, you can shoot it to scotchandsplendapodcast@gmail.com. All spelled out. No ampersand again, just all spelled out. Like to
If you'd prefer to email us, we've got our email, which is scotchandsplendapodcast@gmail.com. It's all spelled out, no ampersand, no plus, any of that. scotchandsplendapodcast@gmail.com. Or call us in, leave us a voicemail. That's probably our favorite. Leave us one of those so that we can play your voice on air. We would love to hear you. The people who listen would love to hear you. And we say it every week. It goes straight to voicemail. You don't have to talk to anybody. And that number is 319-359-7977. 319-359-7977. Leave us that voicemail.
Perfect. Guys, you can find me anywhere on social media. It's AJAYVENS, AJ Venz, anywhere on social media.
And you can find me, BJ, at I Am The Beach. That's Beach, B-E-E-J, on TikTok and Instagram.
You will find me in most places at Nick Morella. That's NickMerulla. Twitch is probably where you'll see me the most, but you can find me if you dig the whiskey stuff, the beer stuff. You'll find me at Morella Nick on Instagram.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much again for joining us. And until next time, we will catch you on the flippity flip.
The flippity flip.
On the flippity flip.
Goodbye. Bye.